Атхира Ваначари Джая Куня Джабихари. Jaya Kunjabihari Hijana Vahlava Jaya Giri Varadhari Shada Nandahanaha Jaya Braja Janaranjana Shodanandahanaha Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Kunjabi Hare Amunatira Vanachari Jaya Kunjabi Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shodanandana Jabrajana Ranjana Amunatira Vanachari Jakunjavihari
Hare Krishna. It's a great pleasure to be back in Chicago after 1 year or so. And to have the darshan of most amazing Kishore Kishori. They are ever fresh, ever blissful, elevating the spirit of the every devotee, every person who comes for the darshan. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Shishi Gavarani Thai. Oh, after traveling throughout the world is always very, very refreshing and very pleasing to take shelter of the lotus feet of their lordships and all the assembled Vaishnava devotees. So thank you very much for the opportunity to stay a couple days with you and participate in the wonderful kirtans, chanting of the holy name, because what else a conditioned soul better can do in this world than just perform the kirtan? And if we look through Bhagavatam, Gita, everywhere we find devotees in every story, Vaishnavas, pure-hearted devotees, glorifying the process of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Be that Lord Kapiladev, who teaches his mother Devahuti the essential principles of pure devotional service, giving instruction to her that, you know, a devotee should utilize his time always being engaged in Krishna Katha. He says, listening to the transcendental subject matters. And he says, you have to always, my dear mother, you have to always chant the holy name of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami also, in the second canto, starting to reply to the question of Maharaj Parikshit also, points out saying that chanting of the holy name of the Lord frees the conditioned soul from doubts, from anger, and even gopis in the 10th canto reading in the 6th chapter, they also, when Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, killed Putana, the gopis glorified the chanting of the holy name of the Lord as a purifying and protecting factor. Even Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he also glorifies the chanting of the holy name in the end of the 11th chapter, saying that all the three worlds become joyous by hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, and those who are envious and inimical, they flee away. So therefore, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we have temples all over the world, and wherever you go, whomever you visit, you just always have an opportunity to, facilities to stay and practice Krishna consciousness, and opportunities to chant, participating in the kirtan. And today we are diving in the Srimad Bhagavatam Puran, Canto 8, the churning of the milk ocean, Chapter 8, the description of the glories of Mother Lakshmi Devi, whose favor seeks all the three worlds. And we see the demons, they didn't receive her blessings, and were very, very, very upset and unhappy. But this is the way. You serve Lord Vishnu, the master of Lakshmi Devi. You are blessed by her, one way or the other. But if you steal from Lord Vishnu, from her husband and master, then you are doomed. So today we go through, 23, 25? Yes? So 25th. Yeah, we have on the board. Sorry? Yeah, I was thinking going through 23, 24, thank you, and 25th. So, how shall we do? Shall I read 23, 24, and then we will chant together 25th one. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today is 5th of October 2016. Is it Wednesday? Wednesday. And we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Chapter 8, The Churning of the Milk Ocean, starting from the Shloka 23.
Evam vismrishya bhabhichari sadgunair varam nijai kashrayataya gunashrayam vavre varam sarvagunair apekshitam rama mukandam nirapeksham ipsitam. Shukadeva Goswami continued,
in this way, after full deliberation, the goddess of fortune accepted Mukunda as her husband, because although he is independent and not in want of her, he possesses all transcendental qualities and mystic powers and is therefore the most desirable.
Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is self-sufficient. Since he is fully independent, he was not in want of the support or association of Lakshmi Devi. Nonetheless, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, accepted him as her husband.
So we see that even if you are the master of all fortune, still you have to have shelter. Everyone in this world has to be sheltered. So even Lakshmi Devi, whose shelter and favor seeks all the three worlds, she has to have and accept the shelter. So this is a good lesson for any living entity, despite how famous he may be, rich, strong, qualified professionally, whatever. Still, everyone in this world needs to take shelter.
Text number 24. Tasyam sadisha ushatim nava kanjamalam madhyan madhuvritta vritta kiropa gushtam tastau nidhaya nikate tadurasva dhama savriddha savikasanaya nenayata.
Approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Goddess of Fortune, placed upon his shoulders the garland of newly grown lotus flowers, which was surrounded by humming bumblebees searching for honey. Then, expecting to get a place on the bosom of the Lord, she remained standing by his side, her face smiling in shyness. This way, expressing her loyalty and surrender to the Lord, she was waiting for him to appoint a place of residence for her. So as we remember, she got the place of the chest of the Lord. But being humble by nature, she was always keeping her place right next to the lotus feet of the Lord, massaging them. And now we can chant the text number 25.
Tasya shriyastri jagato janako jananya Tasya Shriya Stri Jagato Janako Jananya. Vakshoni Vasamakarot Paramam Vibhute. Vakshoni Vasamakarot Paramam Vibhute. Shrihsva Praja Sakurinena Nirikshanena. Shrihsva Praja Sakurinena Nirikshanena. Yatrasti Taidhayata Sadipatim Strilokam. Yatrasti Taidhayata Sadipatim Strilokam. Tasya Shriya Stri Jagato Janako Jananya. Vakshoni Vasamakarot Paramam Vibhute. Shrihsva Praja Sakurnena Nirikshanena. Yatrasti Taidhayata Sadipatim Strilokam.
Please. Thank you.
praja sakarani nirakshanena. Yatra sthitaindhayata sandipatim strilokan. Tasya
of her.
Shriya, the goddess of fortune. Trijagata, of the three worlds. Janaka, the father. Jananyaha, of the mother. Vakshaha, vasam. Nivasam, residence. Akarot, made. Paramam, supreme. Vibhute, of the opulent. Shrihi, the goddess of fortune. Svaha, own. Prajaha, descendants. Sakurunena, with favorable mercy. Nirikshanena, by glancing over. Yatra, wherein. Stita, staying. Adhayata, increased. Saadhipatin, with the great directors and leaders. Trilokan, the three worlds. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Father of the three worlds, and His bosom is the residence of Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the proprietor of all opulences. The goddess of fortune, by her favorable and merciful glance, can increase the opulence of the three worlds along with their inhabitants and their directors, the demigods. Purport. According to the desire of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, the Supreme Personality of Godhead made His bosom her residence so that by her glance she could favor everyone, including the demigods and ordinary human beings. In other words, since the goddess of fortune stays on the bosom of Narayan, she naturally sees any devotee who worships Narayan. So when the goddess of fortune understands that a devotee is in favor of devotional service of Narayan, she is naturally inclined to bless the devotee with all opulences. So the karmis, they try to receive the favor and mercy of Lakshmi, but because they are not devotees of Narayan, their opulences flickering. The opulence of devotees who are attached to the service of Narayan is not like the opulence of karmis. The opulence of devotees is as permanent as the opulence of Narayan himself. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Militam Yinatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitamena Bhutari Svayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpatarvyascha Kripasindubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namanamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shwasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tasya Sri Yastri Jagato Jana Kojananya Vaksho Nivasam Akarot Paramam Vibhuti Shri Sva Praja Sakuranena Nirikshanena Yatrasti Taidayata Siddhipatim Stri Lokan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Father of the three worlds, and His bosom is the residence of Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the proprietor of all opulences. So the goddess of fortune, by her favorable and merciful glance, can increase the opulence of the three worlds along with the
inhabitants and the Advairakshas and the demigods. So, we'll read the story of the beginning of the creation, one of the rare cases you could, to some extent, say cooperation between demons and demigods, because both parties, they desired the same. Yes, they desired the opulences, they desired the fame, they desired auspiciousness in this world. And we see that usually this type of so-called cooperation creates just another conflict. And we see that ultimately even this chapter ends up with the conflict situation when Lord Dhanvantari, plenary portion of the plenary portion of the Lord, appeared with the nectar of immortality. Wow, demons, they just right away snatched from the Lord Dhanvantari the nectar, and they were ready to drink it right away to just attain more advantageous situation than the demigods. But we see that the demigods, usually they are favored by the Lord and saved by him. So we see that in the next chapter, which is very, very, very amazing chapter, Mohini Murti, Lord Vishnu, appears as the lady. And he can do that. And more than that, he can appear as the topmost, you know, most beautiful, most attractive, most amazing her lady throughout the creation. And we see that even Lord Shiva got in trouble because of that. What to speak about the demons? What to speak about the demons? Yeah. So just to save their Lord Vishnu, just to save his and favor his devotees, he appeared as a lady, just to bewilder the demons. And even in the next few shlokas, we see that then as the churning of the process result, Varuni appeared, which also was taken by the demons. Yeah? Because drinking alcohol is like a situation of the consciousness of the non-believers. They are always, you know, dizzy. They don't have a common sense. They can't follow the logic. So they always intoxicate themselves with the different stuff. Intoxicating stuff, be that drugs, be that alcohol, smoking, whatever. And for them, that state is natural because it distorts the reality of the material world, which is quite painful and bitter to grasp. So they were right away, they took opportunity of the having the favor of Varuni, the one who controls all those type of beverages. But here we see that actually, although everyone in this world seeks for the favor of Lakshmi Devi, she is not independent. She possesses amazing powers, amazing abilities having, but still she is not independent. And as we mentioned, she, right after her appearance, she right away was looking for the husband, in other words, shelter. Because, you know, if you walk the street with a bag of money,
there will be, you know, bunch of people who will, you know, look forward to steal, to rob you, and like that. So if in this world someone has exquisite qualities, you know, the question of security is always very high. So we see that Lakshmi Devi, although she is so powerful and amazingly, you know, endowed with amazing energies, but still she had to look for the shelter as well. So this chapter describes the appearance of Sri Rama in the 8th shloka, saying Tatash Chavirabhut Sakshach Sri Rama Bhagavat Para Ranjayati Disha Kantya Vidyut Sodamani Yata. As a process, as the result of the churning process, the goddess of fortune Rama, who is absolutely dedicated to being enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared. So she represents a wonderful quality which should be accepted and inherited by the devotees. Always looking forward to please the Lord. And we see that in the Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the most practical, essential, elevated process. It's simple. Same thing when parents expect from the child well-behavedness and obedience. And if the kid behaves himself, then the parents naturally bless him and take wonderful care of him. But if a child is nasty and always crying and always screaming and misbehaving, oh, it gives so much pain to the parents. Still, they are obliged to take care of the kid, but you know, it's a totally different situation when you obediently follow the desires and instructions of your requests of your parents, and when you just nastily take advantage of the conditional state of your parents that they are bound to take care of you. So we see that this is tomorrow most probably we will read one shloka where Srila Prabhupada describes the difference between demons and the demigods. The demigods, they are always naturally inclined to serve and obey the will and the desire is of Supreme Lord. Whereas the demons, they always are in the mood of challenge. Yeah? They think they have the better idea, and they always seek for the self-satisfaction. So the Sri Rama, goddess of fortune, she appeared like electricity. Shukadeva Goswami says, like electricity surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport nicely describes the quality of peace and opulence. Yeah. And he says that in this world, the peace is possible only if the resources are being used in the service of the Lord, like with the intention of pleasing Him. So, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richiti. The peace of the formula of peace is nicely given and described in the Bhagavad Gita 5:29.
Srila Prabhupada elaborates nicely, saying that when people know that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, when they know, so that means that they are conscious. If they don't know, that means they can't be conscious. Yeah? Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangupangastra Parshadam Yagyair Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, Bhagavatam promotes this, saying that in this age of Kali, the intelligent people will, what they do? Chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Intelligent people. So those are considered to be conscious. Those who consider themselves to be intelligent, but do everything and anything in this world except main thing, chanting, well, it's, you know, you may call yourself whomever you want to, you may call you, it doesn't mean that this qualifies you as such. You may call you yourself Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, I don't know, whomever, whatever. It doesn't make you that person. So you may think being very intelligent, very beautiful, very famous, or whatever, whatever, it's just, you know, like we read today, the opulence of the demons is very flickering. They may get the opportunity to catch few dollars at some particular point of time. At next moment, they're like bankrupt. Or they may still have riches but no health. Or they may have health and riches but no fame. It's always like something is missing. And exactly the thing missing which you would like it to have. Some people dream about money. But when it comes, then they see that, you know, they would like to have fame. And then they lose health or they become old at that time. So always in this world, you don't have everything in full. And the Lord, we know, He is full in six opulence always. Doesn't matter. Beginning of creation, end of the creation, He is transcendental. He is not bound and dependent on that. And every conditioned soul is dependent on conditions of this material world. So there is no use of pursuing those things which are so temporary and so flickering. So Srila Prabhupada says, when people know that Lord Krishna is supreme, peace and prosperity will ensure all over the world. Unfortunately, the conditioned souls being placed into illusion by the external energy of the Lord want to fight with one another, and therefore peace is disturbed. So, you know, there are energies in this world which would force you to react accordingly. And as a conditioned soul, you will not be able to counteract them. No way. No way. And this is the beauty of the Maya energy. Oh, it controls everything and everyone. So this story also is very nicely explained how the demigods, they were not fighting with demons. Lord Dhanvantari appeared, the demon snatched the jar with the nectar of immortality, and demigods, they didn't fought. Why? Because, you know, the demons will fight amongst themselves and they finish themselves. You don't need to interfere. You don't need to interfere. So, as we will read tomorrow, we will see they start quarreling. As soon as the demon or unqualified person gets some opulence, yeah, fame, strength, health, money, whatever, immediately they start fighting amongst themselves. Who is the supreme? Yeah? The story is behind, the idea behind is, who is top? Who is on the top? And we remember the story when Srila Prabhupada was in Japan, placing the order for book publishing. And they asked the manager of the company in Japan, "What's the aim of your life?" He just took his visit card and put on the top of the rest of the visit cards, letting to know that I want to be on the top of everyone. So, you know, you may be a manager in or director in the company, but you know, you want to be more. And this involves the fighting. So there is no need to interfere with the demoniac competition, because they will finish themselves. The first prerequisite for peace is that all the wealth presented by Sri, the goddess of fortune, be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, the Supreme Lord agreed to expand himself in terms of fortune and prosperity through the Lakshmi Devi. So, as we read that, Lord Narayan, he is not in need of anything. But in order to expand his pastimes, he agrees to expand himself in Shri, the goddess of fortune. So actually, although she is in the possession of fortune and opulences, she is not independent. Because if the Lord blesses someone, then she steps in and does the job. But if someone is not blessed by the Lord, you know, she can't independently, she cannot bless. So she blessed the demigods. Why? Because the Lord is in favor of them. So then she did the job. She blessed them, mercifully glancing upon them, and they were immediately felt, you know, happy and peaceful. But the demons, they were not qualified to be blessed by the Lord. She didn't even care to look at them. So they remained miserable. So we can see that as a goddess of fortune, she is amazingly powerful and unbelievably merciful to the surrendered souls. But she is not independent. So everyone should give up the false proprietorship over worldly possessions and offer everything to Krishna. This is the teaching of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Yesterday I was flying from Europe to Chicago, and I met one person with me, was sitting next to me. He's like a one of the top DJs in one particular country. He is in charge of the huge concerts. He's in charge of the quality of the sound. So one famous musician is coming also to Chicago to give his concerts, and he came to take care of all the quality of the sound. So I was speaking all the flight. We were just chatting and speaking. I thought to myself that, you know, the art, the music itself, is the attribute or the energy of the Lord to give him pleasure, yeah, through music. And we see, like we will read tomorrow, that the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Charana Loka took opportunity to play their musical instruments to please the Lord. Yeah? So the music, the art, the music is meant to please the Lord. But nowadays, who cares? Who cares? During the concerts, during huge concerts, no mention of the Lord, nothing dedicated to the Lord. So it is said that as the art, the music degraded at the time when the musicians took over of the stage, pushing away the deities. Actually, musicians have to perform here for the pleasure of the Lord, but not go onto the stage and express the pose themselves as the enjoyers and their lordships. So the music degraded at the point when the musicians stepped onto the stage, which is the asana for the Lord to enjoy. So, which musician, modern musician, will be able to take that? No, he thinks. Stage is my place. I should be worshipped on stage by the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of listeners. Yeah? And this what degrades him. And we see that they're not actually enjoyers. They suffer quite a lot themselves because of that. Yes. So we see that. And Shri Lakshmi Devi, Rama Devi, she also is not independent. She is not enjoying the opulence. Yeah? She is the possessor of opulence. Is she enjoying it? No. It is written here that she don't know nobody and anybody else in this world except of Lord Narayan. That's it. So she is like, possessor of all the opulence of the world, but she doesn't enjoy that. Lord Shiva, Ashutosh, so easy to please him. Is he enjoying? No, he lives in the crematoriums. He blesses his followers with the opulence, yeah? But himself, he's living like a bum. Terrible conditions, So this is a lesson to a devotee, that all the, whatever we have, all the resources, a devotee naturally dedicates that in the service of the Lord. Thank you very much. And we will have tomorrow another class, I believe. Yes? And thank you taking opportunity on the occasion. Just wanted to thank you for the facilities in the temple to stay and for your association, first of all. The best transcendental facility is the association of the devotees, which we have to value the most. Vrataraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada.